Hey, I'm Brent Allen in the newsroom. Here are the top stories we're following this half hour. Authorities have identified the woman who died Friday in a single vehicle accident just outside of Sonoma as 78-year-old Janet Nicholas, a Sonoma resident and former Sonoma County Supervisor. She served 7 years on the Board of Supervisors, along with being appointed to the State Board of Prison Terms and the State Board of Education. She was driving on Norbaum Road around 10:30 in the morning when her vehicle flipped down an embankment while making a turn. One of California's most polluted properties, a mercury mine in Lake County, is finally getting funding for cleanup. The Sulphur Bank mine operated between the 1860s and 1957 and is adjacent to Clear Lake near Clear Lake Oaks. Mercury from the mine does leach into the lake. What is left of the mine is a pit the size of 20 football fields, a 90-foot-deep acidic pond, and massive piles of waste and old mining equipment. Now, $94 million of Superfund cleanup money is headed there. The project should start next year. Today, Sonoma County will conduct a test of the SoCo Alert emergency notification system starting at 11 a.m. in Windsor and selected Sonoma County evacuation zones adjacent to the town. From 11 a.m. until 3 p.m., notifications will be sent to those signed up through SoCo Alert. In sports, the Ukiah boys soccer team beat Chico, setting up a showdown with Cardinal Newman on Thursday for the Division III semifinals. The winner advances to the NorCal Regional Championship on Saturday. Your forecast today, sunny and nice with low to mid-60s. Tonight, increasing clouds with the chance of rain by early morning, lows in the 40s. Tomorrow, rain and wind, highs in the 50s. Rain will continue through Sunday, and we're going to get 2 to 3 inches by the time it wraps up. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
Since 1985, Hodgen & Sons Tree Care has been serving families and businesses all around Sonoma County. And if you've ever wondered, does Mike actually have sons? Yes, he does. Here's John.
One of the smartest investments you can make is to keep your trees and shrubs safe, healthy, and beautiful with regular maintenance and pruning. Ed?
Anyone can cut branches, but at Hodgen & Sons, we plan carefully for long-term health and beauty. We know exactly what and how to cut. Pruning and shaping, trimming for safety, defensible space, and to preserve a view.
Have us over to take a look soon. It's probably time for some maintenance.
When you have an emergency, we're ready to respond 24/7. We are experts in closed quarters tree removal. My climbers go where the bucket trucks can't.
They do it all. A full list of services offered by Hodgen & Sons Tree Care is online at HodgenTree.com. HodgenTree.com. HodgenTree.com.
Now, Redwood Credit Union brings you another Wolf Hometown Hero.
When you have a heart for helping people, what do? You create a Facebook group called 707 Fire & Info and keep everyone updated with fire information. That's what the owner of 707 Plumbers, Matt Duncan, did. After the fires, he has continued to utilize the social media group to help people. When someone has a need, Matt is the first to jump in. And if he can't help them personally, he'll connect them with someone who can. He's made a difference in the lives of many, and you can see that through his posts and testimonials online. For his dedication to our community, we now put Matt Duncan on our ever-growing list of hometown heroes. If you would like to nominate our next hometown hero, go to thewolf.fm. And when you see the words Redwood Credit Union, for all that you love, let us know who your hero is so that we can give them the recognition they deserve.
102.7 The Wolf.
And away we go on a Wednesday morning. I'm Rockin' Ricky Michaels, a little after 6 o'clock. Got some good stuff lined up for you. Prince is on the way. Earth, Wind, and Fire. Also Poison in the mix. Let's see, Bob Seger's coming up, Paul McCartney and Wings, the Bee Gees, Phil Collins, and the King of Pop, Michael Jackson as well. And we're going to rewind the year 1974, coming up this hour on 102.7 The Wolf.
Broken hearts, they're all Must have been something you said. I just died in your arms tonight. I just died in your arms tonight. It must have been some kind of kiss. I should have walked away. I should have walked away.
Gathered here today to get through this thing called life. And if the elevator tries to break you down, go crazy, punch a higher floor. Don't lie, the world you're living in. Take a look around. Let's go.
beep, beep.
Time to get our first check of the roadways, making sure you got a good ride on this Wednesday morning from the Hodgin & Sons Tree Service Traffic Center. Here's your Wolf Traffic Watch.
And we're starting right off with a crash on Santa Rosa Surface Streets. Good morning, everyone. This report sponsored by KFC. We're starting the morning off with a couple of folks that couldn't get through the intersection at Robles Avenue and Santa Rosa Avenue. Westbound Robles is completely blocked. So far, not creating much of a delay, but do watch for emergency vehicles. They're both waiting on tow trucks. Your major highways are in dandy shape. Northbound 101 moving well into and through downtown Santa Rosa. Your early bird Marin commute on southbound 101 is looking good with just a 25-minute ride between Petaluma and Central San Rafael, getting to the Golden Gate 37 minutes. KFC's new Smash Potato Bowl is here. Fries, mashed potatoes, cheese, and bacon come together to make a smashable snack that's only $3.49. It's finger licking good. I'm Lisa Carr, and that's your Wolf Traffic Watch on 102.7 The Wolf.
We both lie silently still in the dead of the night. Although we both lie close together, we feel miles apart inside. Was it something I said or something I did? Did my words not come out right? Though I tried not to hurt you, though I tried. But I guess that's why they say every rose has its thorn. Just like every night has its dawn. Just like every cowboy sings his sad song. Every rose has its thorn. Favorite song playing on the radio. Yeah, the DJ said love's a game of easy come and easy go. But I wonder, does he know? Has it ever been like this? And I know that you would be here right now if I could have let you know somehow. I can every road. Just like every night has its dawn. Just like every cowboy sings a sad, sad song. Every rose has its thorn. Instead of making love, we both made a separate way. And now I can't find somebody new, and that I never meant that much to you. To hear that tears up inside and to see you cuts me like a knife. I guess every rose has its thorn. Just like has it dawn? Just like every cowboy sings a
Times, 1974.
San Francisco police say photos taken at a bank robbery show kidnapped Patty Hearst, a willing participant. Richard Nixon, already in trouble because of Watergate, is found to owe more than $400,000 in back taxes. In Sonoma County, to keep the old Santa Rosa Post Office a landmark, it was moved to 7th Street and made into a museum. And if you were listening to the radio, you'll remember this as The Wolf Rewinds 1974.
102.7 The Wolf. It's Rick Michaels. Now, if you're listening to The Wolf at work, first of all, we'd love it if you contact us. You can text us your business name to 707-636-1027. Just like Dago Trucking in Sebastopol, as well as Design Dental Smiles in Petaluma. Thanks so much, guys, for turning on 102.7 The Wolf.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Wednesday, February 28th. I'm Brent Allen in the newsroom. Here are the top stories we're following this half hour. Layoffs are coming to Santa Rosa City schools.